everyone, a very warm welcome. I am Mugdha and welcome to 7 Nice Things. And like I promised in the episode before this, that I would be very much having a discussion about K-drama in this week for sure. So here I am to discuss about another K-drama in this week. Well, without any further delay, we will get to our weekly discussion about K-dramas. And before I start, is anyone currently watching any of the K-dramas we discussed before? I mean, I know there are only three. You guys don't have a lot of list to choose from, but still, do let me know in the comments if anyone has anything to say about those previous dramas. Now, coming back to the today's K-drama, well, this K-drama goes by the name of Weightlifting Fairy Kim Bukju. And this is a special drama for me since this was the very first K-drama I had watched back when I was in the first year of my college. So in short, this drama was the one who introduced me to the enthralling world of K-dramas with, you know, classic storylines, out-of-the-box concepts, and you know what exactly it is. And a funny story about me watching this drama is the sole reason I started this drama was because the heroine had short hair, just like mine, and she got a happy ending. I mean, nice life, nice friends, everything going good in her career, so why not? Now, how exactly this relates to me is a bit long story to narrate, and I'll surely tell you guys about it someday, but right now, let's get back to the elements I liked about the drama. So to start with, I'll tell you the basic framework of the story. This drama has a premise of sports university. The female lead is a weightlifter while the male lead is a swimming champion. Both the leads are childhood sweethearts, rather sweethearts, I would say childhood friends, because they don't exactly have a romantic backstory, but so childhood friends. And they had lost the contact for a few years and they meet again in their teenage, that is in the sports university. They both aspire to be successful and have a promising career in sports soon enough. In fact, they do have, but they just want to, you know, go ahead in that. The story has a lot of supporting characters and couples, and these characters and couples also have their own, you know, side stories. But they also have an important part in taking the storyline ahead. Notably, the two best friends of the female lead. And they form a very youthful and romantic trio. I mean, you'll get to know it about it when you watch. But the youthful trio, dramatic trio, does need to have a mention. Then comes the coaches and colleagues, team members of both the characters, and last but not the least, the family of our male lead is worth a mention. Now you might be wondering why I'm taking this, telling a whole list of what exact characters are going to come or are there in the drama, but these are the few things you need to look out while watching the drama, because at least I like them very much. Now coming again back to the story, I'm detouring a lot today. I shouldn't, isn't it? Well, the story focuses on the journey of our both leads. They growing up, they discovering themselves, and along the path finding their best friends and romance as well. The drama teaches us that everything in our life is going to happen at the right time when it's supposed to happen. And there's no point in rushing it. Instead, one can just taste and live the life little by little, enjoying every single moment to the fullest. And last but not the least, the drama from the very start to the very end continuously tells that a sports person doesn't have a gender. It's just a sports person. May it be a female or male, the sport only sees a hardworking individual. And somehow I like this message the drama is portraying very much. And maybe this is one of the biggest parameter or criteria I would be seeing that I like this drama very much. Now, coming to the reasons. Okay, I know I'm talking a lot, but still. Coming to the reasons, the first one would be the unconventional, but not so typical, yet still a charming and adorable female lead. were a lot of adjectives for one person, isn't it? But every single adjective suits her. Seriously, I'm not kidding. She's nothing like the conventional main lead who is always pretty, wears fashionable dresses, and has a skinny and zero figure, which kind of gives you an inferiority complex. This female character, Kim Bok Joo, isn't the popular or the it girl in the class. She's just a regular and ordinary girl like us who has a lot of vivid and attractive goals, and which is why we find eventually rooting for her. She has a lot of untypical, quirky mannerisms and beliefs, which many people find weird, but I say they are the ones that make her charming and lovable, in fact. But everyone has their own opinion and point of view. Anyways, going to the second reason. The second reason would be the concept of being responsible for yourself. I'll repeat, being responsible for yourself and your emotions and your thoughts, your goals and everything related to you. This story tells us to accept the emotions and feelings we go through our youth. It tells that having them isn't wrong. They may not be the same as the mass, but it doesn't make them wrong. We are responsible for our life and only we have the right to decide for ourselves. No one else. I mean, there is this small incident in the drama. I'm not giving a spoiler, or maybe just a little spoiler. Our female lead wants to give up weightlifting due to some reason. Her father actually wants to see his daughter being an Olympic weightlifter, and Kim Bok Joo herself has worked very hard till now to be where she is right now. But her father, being an understanding person, without a second thought tells her to do what she wants, even if it means giving up his ambitions, her efforts of almost a decade. Only she gets to decide what she wants to do. Her family, her coaches might guide her in the direction, but she gets to decide her own path without feeling pressured. I mean, isn't this a very different... I mean, it's expected that you should have the right to decide for yourself, but in reality it doesn't. A lot of factors affect our decisions, our goals, our thoughts. The factors might be our parents, their expectations, teachers, and whatnot. But I really liked this part of being responsible for yourself and what exactly this drama tries to tell to the youth, the youth right now. Another element I like about this drama would be its view towards beauty or being beautiful. This story tells that being beautiful isn't being pretty or wearing expensive clothes or heels. The number of different bags we own doesn't decide if we are attractive or not. Or if we have almond-shaped eyes isn't going to make a person love us. Our Kim Bok Joo, through her short hair and endless wardrobe of tracksuits, hoodies and sport shoes, I swear to God, she has endless stock of tracksuits. Every single episode, she has at least 2 to 3 different tracksuits. And oh my God, the cute hoodies. Okay, again, I'm deterring. I would not. Coming back to the reason. That through her sport shoes and her hard work. And of course, her oversized hoodies and track pants. She tells us to follow our dreams. And that's what makes us unique. The goals, the dreams, what exactly hard work or the efforts we take towards fulfilling our dreams. I'm still overwhelmed by the number of hoodies I saw in her wardrobe. Anyways, but like I said, she says that she doesn't need anything more than, you know, her dreams and her oversized hoodies. God, I'm repeating this again and again. So her definition is simple, short and sweet, and also easy to understand. She's straightforward, unique and to the point. She does have a dilemma. She does face a lot of dilemmas once in a while. But with her quirky thoughts, she easily gets over them. Her only funda or her motto is to work hard, work hard and work hard. I would say her character isn't a typical skinny one which we usually see in K-dramas, but she still rules her heart more than anyone. Next would be the friendship between the Powerpuff girls, like the youthful and dramatic trio I mentioned before. Kim Bok Joo and her two best friends. They exhibit the importance and need of having each other's back and standing up for each other. And even if they have a fight, they do know how to explain their point of view along with forgiving each other quite quickly. I mean, come on. Girls forgiving each other quickly, I haven't seen that in a while. Trust me. They don't know how to hold grudges, and I find this to be the purest and most innocent thing in the whole drama. Again, girls don't know how to hold grudges. Sometimes only these things exist in drama, but then again, they share every small thing with each other and together aspire to have a brilliant career in weightlifting. There are no secrets between them. I mean, literally no secrets. Isn't it cute? And the last reason would be the relationship between the male lead and his family. Now, this is a reason the male lead's family does appreciate a mention. I'll tell you why. This family, they have a very different dynamics amongst themselves. A very small spoiler again, sorry for that. The family isn't the male lead's real family. He has his own share of childhood family history, which is also holding him back from seeking new opportunities and a lot of trauma as well. But his new family helps him overcome in those obstacles. They give him a home and treat him as his own son without expecting anything in return. Right now, when I'm telling you, this might sound very common or boring, but when you see them on screen, it's so adorable and so, I don't know, heart-touching maybe. Like I said, it might be very vague, but once you watch the drama, you would notice that even through small actions, they subtly remind him that he's not alone and he has a home where he can come back when he's too tired to fight back all the problems and difficulties present in his life. Somehow, I found this family to be very unconventional, yet very realistic. They made him feel warm in his heart. They made me also feel warm in my heart. And frankly speaking, they don't have some out-of-the-box scenes or dialogues or even footage, camera, screen time. But even then, they are remembered by the audience for being kind and very much real. They don't have a lot of money to throw around for him, you know, get him something, luxurious goods and stuff. A small meal, them remembering his birthday, getting him a small present. I guess his mother gets him something nice. I don't know, maybe knits something for him. I don't remember. It is a long time since I watched this drama. But still, you remember them very much. I mean, I still remember that family even after, 2 to 3 years of watching the drama. It's like they underline the fact that even in this scary world, there are some amiable and warm-hearted people in the nook and corner who help the ones in need and they literally tell or, you know, say out loud with their actions, again, with their actions, that being kind is a strength, never a weakness. Just because you're kind doesn't make you a pushover or easily targeted person, anything like that. You always have to try to be kind and help maximum people you can. Enough with my monologue, isn't it? I know I have been a little philosophical as well. I might come off as philosophical. I am not actually. I know today that I had a lot of opinions, and I feel that you guys would agree with me. Well, for that to happen, don't forget to watch Weightlifting Fairy Kim Book 2. The drama has 16 episodes and is available on Netflix and Viki. Do watch and let me know your comments and feedback in the comment section. Keep watching new K dramas. I would say dramas, and it would be a lot of different language dramas as well. Sorry. Keep watching new K dramas. We will meet on next Friday with a new episode about a new K drama only on Spotify. Till then, stay safe, wear a mask. Bye.